Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the government's plans to establish two new funds aimed at future-proofing the state's finances are expected to take €6 billion off the table ahead of October's budget. So €4 billion generated from business tax will be diverted each year into this new Future Ireland Fund. There'll be €2 billion put into an Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund to be used in case of a future economic shock. But the question is, how will all of that affect Budget 2025? Cliff Taylor is a columnist with the Irish Times, and he's writing about this. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Claire.
So we've known about these savings plans for a while, but I suppose now we're getting sight of what putting all that money away leaves behind for spending. And it's the reality, really, the sharp end of it that we're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely, Claire. As you say, these funds have been in the wind for the last while now. The concept being that we're getting a load of money from corporation tax each year, and that's been growing very rapidly, and that there's kind of fears that a lot of that may not be sustainable, that it could be at risk in years to come, and it would be very unwise to use it to prop up current spending, because it could get after the hole in our public finances that has happened back in the financial crash after 2008. So the concept of these two funds was put forward, and as you say, there. One is called the Future Ireland Fund, which is kind of the longer-term wealth fund into which around €4 billion is going to go each year. And the other is a shorter-term fund, the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, to which €2 billion is going to go. And the idea of it is that it would prop up spending if the state finances hit a kind of a hole over the next few years. But yes, I think as this goes through the Oireachtas now, particularly it comes to committee stage shortly, there is also going to be a focus on what this means for the budget this year and also for the next few years, because effectively this is legislation which will take money off the table in terms of taxes.
But that wasn't the intention, was it? I mean, it was, if it's a windfall, you wouldn't really notice it if you put it away. So are we saying that because corporation taxes look like they're falling, we have seen a pattern there, that maybe we will notice putting this in the bank now?
Yeah, I suppose what's happened over the last few years is that the state finances have got a huge boost from the growth in corporation tax. I mean, even if you look back before the pandemic in 2019, the corporation tax has doubled since then, adding about €12 billion a year. So we've got this huge boost to the Exchequer finances. And some of that money has been put aside for sure. Into what's called the National Recovery Fund, which is going to be rolled into these new funds. But the Minister of Finance, Michael McGrath, when the latest figures came out, said, look, there's no reason to expect corporation tax to collapse over the next 2 years, but the period of big increases may be past us. And we are going to feel that in the national finances, because we've got used to increasing spending and trimming taxes a bit each year, helped by this vast amount of money that's becoming at the Exchequer. At the same time now, as that that boost may be at least levelling out, the decision to be taken, I suppose, to take a fair amount of money off the table each year. And I think that is going to play into the budget sums. It's going to make them tighter. It's going to restrict the government in terms of how much it can increase spending. And while I think part of the motivation of the Department of Finance is obviously to save money for the future, part of it may also be to take money off the table for this budget and to tie the hands of politicians a little bit.
Right, and that's not something that politicians heading into an election are going to be very pleased about.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we get the figures now in what's called the Stability Programme Update in the next couple of weeks, which is the document, the Department of Finance, kind of the key pre-budget forecasts, the forecasts from which the budget sums will be drawn up. We'll see those now in the next couple of weeks. So it'll be interesting to see. There'll still, I think, be a forecast of a pretty significant, very significant budget surplus this year. Maybe in the original forecast was €14 billion. So, no particular reason to think that that will change very much now, and that those surpluses are going to continue. So there should still be money left there for a relatively generous budget, but it's not going to be anything on the scale of what we saw in this year's budget or the COVID budgets. I mean, this year's budget summed to €14 billion. between the temporary and the permanent measures. In the pre-budget package, I think the way it's shaping up, and the taking of this money off the table is going to mean a more modest package, still a generous package, still one that's going to allow spending increases and tax cuts, but nothing on the scale of which we've seen this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the sharp end of that discussion at Cabinet, if you like, could well relate to the temporary supports that we saw to help households through the cost of living crisis, so the energy credits, the temporary tax cuts and so on. Are they going to continue for another year now with inflation coming down, or are they going to be phased out? Will households get one last boost before the next general election in terms of energy credits and the like?
Yeah, and bigger questions as well, likely, Cliff, around Fine Gael's desire to cut income taxes. I mean, all of those Absolutely. Questions will be on the table, surely.
Yeah, they will. I mean, the income tax one is interesting, and obviously Simon Harris made a play at this in his speech at the Ardesh last weekend. So I think it would be inconceivable in the budget that there wouldn't be, some increase in the rate at which taxpayers enter the higher tax net, for example, because that's been a big deal for Fine Gael. But again, I think there's going to be push and pull about how much is given in tax cuts and how much goes to spending, and how exactly the budget is drawn up. Tax cuts are expensive, and tax cuts across the board are particularly expensive. Will the 30% tax rate that Leo Varadkar put forward come back on the table? It was certainly discussed and supported at the Fine Gael Ardesh as well last weekend. So I think that party will be making a big push for tax reductions in the budget package for sure.
Oh, nice.
Fianna Fáil and the Greens, I think, will want to focus on spending. So that is another one of the crunch points we're going to see, I think, in the discussions in the months ahead.
Well, plenty that will be discussed around that, because the legislation around those funds is coming up to committee stage. So there's lots of debate to be had. Cliff, thank you very much. Cliff Taylor there, columnist with the Irish Times. Now, we're hoping that the rain is going to stop, at least for some period of time, at around about Tuesday of next week. That's what Met Aaron told us a couple of days ago. So we're going to focus next on how to grow a herb garden.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.